When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Fightful Prediction Show with me, Stephanie Chase, and we are here today to preview Clash at the Castle in Scotland. And joining me from Ireland, but in Scotland, is Corey from Fightful. Corey, how are you?
I'm good. Looking forward to the show this weekend more than anything else. Looking forward to doing this, but I can't, as I said to you the other night when you asked me, I have to appreciate the irony of two Irish people in wrestling media doing a collab together and neither of us are in Ireland.
I know.
Funny to me.
How is Scotland treating you so far?
Wet, very rainy. It's been raining pretty much since I got here. So yeah, I'm probably gonna try and tough it out after we film this, but and go out and actually try and do some stuff. But I've been trying to wait and see if it'd go, really, more than anything else. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure the city's going to be really buzzing, for Clash of the Castle. If not that, they'll probably just be buzzing about the football or something.
Probably, so yeah.
WWE to schedule a big pay-per-view when there's a big football tournament on in the UK.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Typical.
Okay, we're going to get into it because I don't want to keep you for too long. I want you to go out and enjoy Scotland, enjoy Glasgow and all the hype. So when we come back, we're going to go through the just five matches for Clash at the Castle, get your predictions in, get the super chats in. But first, let's hear from our overlord, Sean Ross Sapp, who is going to tell us about Bet Online.
BetOnline.ag is the official betting partner of Fightful. 100% of the time when you get the odds from Fightful, they are coming from BetOnline.ag. And it's not just wrestling. It's not just MMA and boxing. It's football. It's basketball, baseball, hockey. They have the earliest lines. You can bet big with the high limits and rebet functionality. They have the fastest payouts with winnings paid in minutes and the industry's best bonuses on every qualifying deposit. They've been trusted for 25 plus years. It's not some fly-by-night company. BetOnline AG has been there. They've done that. In addition, they're trusted by millions. They've got VIP rewards programs and a ton of popular games. BetOnline.ag, that's where I go to make my bets. That's where I suggest you go to, my friends. Please just bet what you can and bet responsibly.
BetOnline.ag. Oh, you guys are cracking me up in the chat already. We have $5 from Eamon De Valera. Thank you. Doesn't make up for what you did to Michael Collins. But he asks, when that's a niche reference for the Irish watchers. When will the glorious nation of Ireland get a PLE? Corey, the scoops man, when will Ireland get a PLE?
Fuck knows. Every time I've asked, it's come along with not heard a thing about it. Nope, nothing. Not even a whisper about it. I'd love it. I think it'd be probably one of the more successful and one of them, it'd be very much, I think, like Backlash was where, and I imagine what the Sunday is going to be like. So, but no, I don't see it happening anytime soon anyway. I'd love it. Don't get me wrong, but I haven't heard anything about it. No.
Yeah, I don't envision it anytime soon either. But I think an Irish crowd would really like show the rest of the crowds up. I think it would be really, really good. And then Sean, Stephanie acting like Corey is hanging out poolside like her. I suppose you're in Scotland. I'm in Toronto where it's not rainy. It's actually very nice weather here. Yeah. Where WWE is going to be next for Money in the Bank. So... Alrighty, let's get into it. Let's start with the women's tag team match. We have our champions, Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill versus Alba Fire and Isla Dawn versus Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark. So this one, we have the Scottish representation with Alba Fire and Isla Dawn. Bianca and Jade, I've been really enjoying them as a team, really enjoying them as champions. I don't really think they have the level of opponents to really showcase them. I think that that's kind of where it's maybe not hitting as hard as it should, but I do think they're a really good team. And I personally can't see them losing this one. What about you, Corey? Who have you got for this?
I don't see Bianca and Jay losing either in the slightest. I think they've missed a big opportunity by adding Shayna and Zoe. And it's really a shame that Alba and Isla have dropped their spooky witch gimmicks, because that idea of them cursing the WWE women's tag titles was a good idea. And it could have been fun to see how they implemented it. But they never went and did it. And Isla and Alba kind of got this soft repackage where they're not really witches anymore. They're still a bit like the same characters. They just don't have the witch part to it. So I would have thought that one-on-one would have been good here. Or not one-on-one. One team versus another between Jade, Bianca, and Isla and Alba. As far as who wins, I think the champs are pretty much guaranteed to retain. I'd love to see Isla and Alba win the titles in Scotland, obviously. But I just don't see it happening. I don't think Bianca and Jade are losing those titles. Clash of the Castle, anyway. I'd say at minimum it'll be something like SummerSlam.
Yeah, I think I would have thought Isla and Alba had more of a chance if they built them up more and like given them more to do. And I do agree with you that they shouldn't have added Shayna and Zoe. I think it would have been a hotter match to see the teams like go one-on-one, especially with them being from Scotland. I think it would have just felt bigger. But yeah, it feels like a kind of obligatory defense of the women's tag titles with a hometown team thrown in. So yeah, but hopefully it'd be a good match. And hopefully Alba and Isla get like a really good reception as well. Mm-hmm. Will we stick with the women and move on to Bayley, who's also taking on a Scottish wrestler, Bayley versus Piper Niven with Chelsea Green for the WWE Women's Championship. Corey, what are your thoughts on this one?
I think there's actually more of a chance of Piper winning this than a lot of people are giving credit. Just for the simple fact that they built her up over the last few weeks as a monster to come up against Bayley. Like when I originally said that when Clash of the Castle was announced, I genuinely thought that like we would get that. We would get Piper and Bayley, but I didn't expect them to build Piper up so well to be a legitimate title contender, not just a hometown title contender, but an actual one. So while I think that Piper isn't going to win, I think they're going to really get, especially a hometown crowd, will get a lot of false finishes. Chelsea's obviously going to be there at ringside, so she's probably going to be getting up to her usual antics. So that should be fun as well. I'm looking forward to this match a lot. I think it'll be a lot better than the triple threat we got at Backlash, to be honest. As odd as that sounds, despite the talent in that match, I just think this one-on-one with two people who, let's be honest, are going to be over as hell in Glasgow. Bayley's always over. So yeah, I go with Bayley as much as I'd love to see Piper win.
I think Piper is someone, like, when I first saw her, I thought she was really great and unique. And I think she's been saddled with some really, like, shit creative along the way. Like, we Dewdrop, all of that. What they've done with her and Chelsea, I think, has been okay. But I would rather see her just, like, as a single wrestler, like, on her own and being pushed as, like, a monster, and then instead of just always using her as kind of a heater. So I don't think she's gonna win, especially because if Bayley drops this title now, this is gonna be one hell of, like, a flat title reign for after that WrestleMania moment where people were so hyped to see Bayley win and it was so, like, you deserve it. There, it's just not been a good reign, like, at all so far. So if it ends now, it will seem, like, pretty pointless. But what I'm hoping for is Piper to get a really good reception and maybe this to be the beginning point of something different and new for Piper, and them using her well, and maybe a couple of pay-per-views down the line, she'll get another championship match and we will see the outcome as more like 50-50.
Yeah, I feel like if they decided to debut a mid-card women's title, Piper, it'd be perfect for, I think that'd be perfect for someone like Piper or Chelsea to win. I just don't know if she's in a position to win the women's championship right now. I'd love to see it down the line, but I just don't know if she's ready yet. But I agree with you 100%. I hope she gets a massive pop when she walks out. I hope that the crowd get behind her, despite Bayley always getting so much love in the UK. Like, so... I just wanted them to see them put on a good match, and I'd love to see it to be a big match like this.
Yeah, this has got to be one of those matches where, like, the build might totally not be there, and the it might seem a bit predictable, but I think the crowd are going to carry it really far, because, my God, do people in the UK love singing to Bayley, and then Piper being Scottish as well. Okay, next we're going to go for Sami Zayn versus Chad Gable. This is the match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. This is one of the storylines that they have been doing, like, absolute wonders with, this storyline between Sami Zayn and Chad Gable, with Otis and Tozawa and Maxine involved. It's been one of the highlights of WWE TV for the past couple of months. So... after Sami had, like, the great victory when he won the title and then his great moment in Montreal, like, is it time for Chad Gable to take this off him? What do you think, Corey?
This is a really weird one, because I'm caught between a rock and a hard place here of what I want to happen, because Chad winning the Intercontinental title would be massive. I think it'd be great to see him win it. But at the same time, I feel like if he wins, we don't see the Otis turn. And I really want to see that Otis turn in a venue like, or a position like a Clash, because, like, let's be honest, the international PLEs, you're going to get louder crowd reaction for anything. Someone could trip over awkwardly and they'd get a pop, probably. Like, I don't think that's like hyperbole. But no, I think regardless of who wins, it's going to be probably the match of the night, singles, at least belt to belt. Whether that's the case, whether you agree with that from a kind of a more cinema perspective with Drew and Priest and Cody and AJ. But I think from a pure, like, just match point of view, I think Gable and Sammy are going to see the show. I think in my heart, based off what they've been doing, I do think it's going to be a case of, I don't think Chad wins here. I think if he does win, it'll be next month of Money in the Bank. I think what's going to happen this weekend is Alpha Academy are going to turn on Chad. They're gonna just have enough. And then, sure, we've seen it in recent weeks. Chad's already recruiting the replacements with Creed Brothers and Ivy. So I think Sammy's going to win. And then I think Otis and the rest of Alpha Academy are going to turn on Chad and just be done with them. Then on Raw, we'll see Chad's new academy.
Any word on Gable's contract? Ask Karthik in the chat.
I don't see, guys, some contracts I know about, some I don't. Chad's one of those that I don't know about. I just don't. Sean's a better person to be asking about contract questions. I'll be honest, if you want to ask me about anything to do with NXT contracts or recently called up NXT contracts, that's where I'll have that info. But otherwise, ask Sean, honestly.
I think Chad would be, it would be quite wild for him to leave at this point. I mean, this is the best he has ever been used. I think if he loses, people might wonder if he's leaving, but I don't think he is. It's just not the time. This guy has been like working so hard, like up the ranks in this company for so long. Like when he's finally getting it, I don't know. Like, this is a great storyline for him. What's he gonna do? Leave and go to AEW where he can be a lower mid carder just doing matches? Like, I don't think so.
I have no idea.
Yeah. I think that you're right that Sammy is gonna win. It means that Chad's kind of like a little bit like failing to get the job done. But I think that the moment of Otis turning will be a really, really big one. It'll be really good to do it in the crowd. It reminds me of kind of like Wardlow, MJF or something, like that big moment of the guy finally turning. And yeah, we have seen Chad recruiting his replacements. I do think that Chad is going to end up winning this title before the summer ends. But yeah, I don't think it's going to be Clash at the Castle. I'm going to go for Sammy as well.
Fair.
Let's move on to an I Quit match between Cody Rhodes and AJ Styles. Okay, look, I think definitely Cody is winning this. I don't see that. I don't see AJ winning it. I think it will be a good match, though. It feels kind of, I don't know, like such a small card and having the I Quit match on it. Yeah, I guess they had to do something after AJ's whole like faux retirement thing, but how have you been feeling this and the decision to have AJ as a challenger again for Cody?
Even at AJ's age he's at now, he's still one of the best in-ring workers on the planet. And I'll die on that hill. A lot of people like to say he's washed now, but I don't see that in the slightest. So seeing AJ in another world title match, especially with how good the Backlash match was, that's not something that I'm concerned about in that regard. What I am a little concerned about is the fact that they've just left all these kind of hints and breadcrumbs that this is going to be a really, really, like, I wouldn't say a blood feud kind of match because it already is, but Cody's mom is going over with him. So AJ is definitely going to target that. Like, AJ, I'm sorry, but there's absolutely no other reason for her to make that 14-hour flight. Like, let's be real, unless they're going to involve her in the match. Then you've got the fact that Cody over the last few weeks has just kept saying the words, I quit, I quit, I quit, I quit. Like, it's like no one learned from The Rock doing it to Mankind. Like, so I don't know. I feel like they're going to try that false finish. At least they're going to I'd love to see them do that. Then literally have someone come out and like, this is the real recording. And it's just showing what his clip was from Raw or something. But no, I agree with you. I don't think Cody loses this match. I think if Cody were to lose this match, it would be a massive failure to his title reign. That's not to say AJ Styles as a world champion wouldn't pop the hell out of me, but I'd be so disappointed for Cody more than anything.
Yeah, now is not the time for Cody to lose, definitely. I do expect like a lot of shenanigans. It's funny that his mom is going over, and then we'll probably factor into it when she was mentioned so much by The Rock in the Mania build. And then I just didn't think they really like made enough of that other than showing her on camera. So like, if I don't know, if AJ Styles is the one to actually do something to Mama Rose, that'll be quite funny. Okay, let's go to our main event. Corey, are you still there? Because you've kind of frozen. Oh, I think we've lost him. I think we've lost Corey. Corey, are you still there? Okay, sorry, guys. Yeah. We have... Oh, are you back? Okay, well, while we wait for Corey to come back, we have a super chat here. Thank you to Will Chisholm, who says, I know I'm sick for this, but AJ to Fig hit the Styles Clash on Cody's mom to win the title. Wow. that would be something, definitely. I don't know if Cody's mom would be like that much involved. I wonder, is Cody's sister coming as well? Because I always think like she has a lot of personality, and I kind of like to see her involved more. Are you there, Corey? I can kind of hear you. Yeah, I think you'll have to reconnect, because I can hear it. Like it sounds like you're not like on the moon rather than in Glasgow. Okay, Corey's just gone out, so hopefully he will get that fixed and come back. But while we're waiting, if you have anything you want to say, now is the time, and I'll read. Let me see some random ones here. Okay, Alex says Obafemi versus Wardlow dream match. I wouldn't say dream match. I think they would have to do like a lot more with Wardlow. Like Obafemi is they've really got something there with him on NXT. I don't think it's quite unusual to see a big guy like so naturally gifted and progressing so quickly that they're really lucky with him. And I'm really interested in what the timeline is with him, like how much they're going to keep him in NXT before like moving him to the main roster, because I think that he's so impressive that if we were still in like a different world, like a Vince McMahon world, they would have rushed him up pretty quickly. But I like what they're doing with him over on NXT. I'm just messaging Corey, who's trying to get back in. Okay. Sean, the man himself, says it would be sad if the Scottish went not in three. Yeah, that would be sad, but we'll get to the final match when Corey comes back, but I think they might have one at least that they can get. Okay, I am gonna play a video while I try and sort this. Sorry, guys.
BetOnline.ag is the official betting partner of Fightful. 100% of the time when you get the odds from Fightful, they are coming from BetOnline.ag. And it's not just wrestling. It's not just MMA and boxing. It's football. It's basketball, baseball, hockey. They have the earliest lines. You can bet big with the high limits and rebet functionality. They have the fastest payouts with winnings paid in minutes and the industry's best bonuses on every qualifying deposit. They've been trusted for 25 plus years. It's not some fly-by-night company. BetOnline AG has been there. They've done that. In addition, they're trusted by millions. They've got VIP rewards programs and a ton of popular games. BetOnline.ag, that's where I go to make my bets. That's where I suggest you go to, my friends. Please just bet what you can and bet responsibly.
Okay, it looks like we've lost Corey permanently. Maybe he's been, eaten by the Loch Ness Monster or something. Is that in Glasgow? Who knows? So we're going to go to the main event anyway. I'm going to finish this up. So if you'd like to help me, put in the chat what you think is going to happen in the main event. It's Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre. Drew, the home country boy, against Damian Priest. I'm really, really excited for this. I think that Drew is going to get such an incredible reception, of course. I thought it was kind of strange on Raw that they were almost like posing him as the babyface in it when like, of course he's going to be the babyface on Saturday, but I don't think they need it to do that kind of work that they did on Raw to make us know that, you know, having him like talk with Sheamus, and even the fact that like winning this match to have the Judgment Day banned from ringside. And then when it comes to Damian Priest, like the Judgment Day storyline, everything that's going on with Liv and Dom, it's really dominating Raw, but I've been really enjoying it. And Damian seems like he's so ready to break away from that group. As far as his title reign, I think it's been okay. It's been certainly backed up by how prominent the Judgment Day are. But I think just with the timing, I think it's time for Drew. I think they kind of have to give him this, because the first Clash of the Castle, which was in Wales, not in Scotland, I absolutely hated everything that happened there, like him singing with Tyson Fury, all that. I thought it was so bad and embarrassing. And now what we're seeing now with Drew, there's been so many evolutions of of his kind of character, like within WWE. And this Drew is my favorite Drew that I've ever seen. But the only problem with if he's going to win is that his character is kind of driven by hate and driven by the anger of bad things happening to him, like what happened at WrestleMania, thanks to CM Punk. So as Damon says here, CM Punk cost Drew again. So if CM Punk turns up at Clash of the Castle, firstly, reaction will be very interesting, because like the instinct will, of course, be to pop for Punk. But then everyone loves Drew so much and they know why Punk is here. I would love to see Punk, of course. I just almost wonder, like, I could absolutely see Punk costing Drew, but that feels like it would be such a downer ending, even though Drew is like technically a heel, that I think, given like the last Clash at the Castle, I think they're going to give him a moment. I really do. I think that CM Punk is going to appear, but he is not going to cost Drew. I think Drew is going to be either able to overcome whatever CM Punk does, or CM Punk is not going to interfere, just make his presence known, because Punk wants Drew to win so that they can have a match at Money in the Bank or SummerSlam whenever Punk is ready, so that Punk can be the one to crush his dreams more and like take the title off him and end his reign. So maybe, I don't think it's a bold prediction, but I'm going to say that Drew McIntyre wins this one. And I do feel slightly sorry for Damian Priest. I think the reign has been fine. I think it could have been better. I think he's kind of a victim of like the circumstances when he won Money in the Bank. Look, you can never predict the future. And when he won Money in the Bank, they didn't know what the future held as far as CM Punk coming back to WWE, this whole thing with Drew happening. So I think I'm really glad that they had Damian successfully cash in the belt and he's had this run up with it. But I do think that Drew's going to take it to set up a title match with him and CM Punk. Damon says, I see Punk versus Drew and Gunther versus Priest at SummerSlam. That would be really, really good. And I'm going to SummerSlam, so I would love a good card like that. But I think they would do Punk Drew at SummerSlam rather than Money in the Bank as well, even though Money in the Bank is next, but SummerSlam is a much bigger event. You've got the Money in the Bank matches at Money in the Bank. I think that would be a SummerSlam. Gunther getting the title shot at SummerSlam is what makes it interesting. Yeah, I mean, there is, once you throw Gunther into that world title mix with Drew in there with Punk potentially in there. Like, my God, a Gunther Punk match slash, not that I'm overlooking Drew, but seeing Gunther and Punk do anything together would absolutely blow my mind. Well, anyway, guys, thank you so much for sticking with me, especially with those last couple of minutes there. I'm very sorry. Corey messaged me. He's fine. He just lost internet connection, internet troubles in Scotland. But anyway, Corey, wherever you are, thank you for joining me initially. And yeah, thank you guys that stuck around, were patient, helped me out for the end of that show. And everyone, enjoy SummerSlam. Enjoy it wherever you're watching from. I'm going to be watching from Toronto, which means it's a nice afternoon pay-per-view for me that I can watch while I unfortunately spend the day working. But the next time I will see you all will be on my Forbidden Door prediction show. Oh, that's another show that I'm going to. So I can't wait for that. And until then, thank you and bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.